first item, which is approval of personnel recommendation for school attorney. Then we'll do it in open session. Anybody?
Okay. Well, very good, board. Tonight, we're pleased to make a recommendation for school attorney, just to give you some information about the process we used. We posted the job early November, actually, I think maybe the end of October, and ran the posting for some time. We advertised it on the UT Law Career Services webpage. We also advertised it on TASANET, which is the superintendent's organization, and central office staff also frequent that page, and then, of course, our own website. We did not get a lot of applicants, but we did get just under a dozen applicants that were viable, and we took a look at those, and we were particularly interested in individuals who had some type of school law experience. We didn't find a lot of that in the applicant pool, but we did find a few. We chose to interview five candidates. We had a team of administrators and also Mr. Stasny, who served on the panel interview for the first round of interviews. We were very, very pleased with the quality of applicants that we interviewed, and we narrowed that down to two finalists. From those two finalists that we forwarded to Dr. Wallace, both of those individuals had school law experience, and both of them had been teachers previously. So we're pleased to recommend tonight the finalist of Mr. Harry Wright. I think you have his resume, but just to highlight some of his attributes, he was actually a middle school teacher for 7 years after graduating with a bachelor's degree. Bless you. Later, he chose to go to law school, and he did, and he entered a firm that specializes in school law, which is Bracewell Giuliani in Houston, and he served, I believe, about 10 or 11 years with that particular firm, working in and around school law issues. He comes from a family of educators. His dad is a retired principal from the Lamar Consolidated School District, and so he's as much as of an educator as he is a lawyer, and he's also got a lot of practical knowledge that we felt like through the process of getting to know him. So he's excited. He's very, very pleased to be a part of our team, and he's just waiting for a text from me and for Dr. Wallace later to find out the outcome of tonight's action.
Pending his approval, he'll start January the 5th, the beginning of second semester, so...
Well, Harry Francis retired. We needed another Harry.
We need a Harry. Yes, that's true.
Well, since I was in on the interview, the first round, I will say that very energetic man, and I think he certainly has a heart for education. So I'm very content, happy with the recommendation. No qualifications on my feelings about him. I think he'd be a good choice.
I think he, as a candidate, will understand our district because he was in the Teach for America program. He did some outside work with the Innocence Project, which he understands. He seems to be a compassionate person.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was in the Houston ISD, I think, gave him some serious experience in education.
He really did a great job of answering some very pointed questions that I had, and felt very comfortable with him. Feel comfortable with the fact that his experience as a teacher in Houston. I think that he understands diversity. I think that he understands a district like Bryan. He spoke a lot to as an attorney from an educational standpoint, and then of course having parents that were retired educators it helps as well, because he knows, and as he heard, his daddy's a retired principal, so he's heard all the stories. So I think he'll be a fine fit, and I look forward to bringing him to you if board pending your approval at the January board meeting, so you can actually meet him, because he'll be at every board meeting sitting right next to Patina.
where will his office be?
we'll
that's a good
figure
question.
That out later.
So we're getting
y'all
there.
That room y'all empty out from those documents.
Hey, that's,
you can go in there.
Well, that's good. We need to start scanning.
That's a warehouse over at T. That's over at Granny's office at T. I need him closer to me. So we'll figure out the place.
I just know this building's really full.
It's full. So. It's just going to get a little more full.
I move approval of superintendent's recommendation for school attorney.
Second.
Motion by Doug, second by Tommy. Any further questions?
I'm just disappointed you couldn't find one that went to a better law school.
Why didn't you tell him, Doug? Why didn't you tell him? Really?
Well, he went to Duke. I mean, it's a good... It's, I'll get much better.
Went to Duke.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Sure.
Signify by
aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.